Hi there, and welcome to the Homestead Education Podcast. Do you have a homestead, farm, or just dream of a rural life? This is a show to help you and your kids grow your own food and grow as a person. I'm your host, Cody Hanner. I'm a homesteader, homeschool mama six, and small town enthusiast. I was raised by an old school rancher and blessed by the grace of God to have been exposed to so much of what rural life has to offer. Join me every week to talk about homesteading, homeschooling, and growth with a homestead education. Hi, and welcome back to the Homestead Education Podcast. Don't forget, you can get all of my homestead science curriculum over on the website for a new way of teaching homesteading and small-scale farming to today's youth and aspiring homesteaders. Now, we have been so busy on our homestead this week. We're finally getting good, healthy, live piglets, which if you listened to a couple weeks ago, you know that that wasn't the case for our first farrowing. So it's getting really exciting. All of our 4-H wait lists are filled up. So yay, that means that all the piglets that are on the ground I have sold. I will have spring piglets for feeders for people who aren't using them for show. And then we also have a ton of feeder pigs right now that are going to be ready to butcher soon. If you live in the Pacific Northwest, come check out Hanner Homestead. See if you can get your freezer filled with one of our pigs. We do payment plans and we're taking deposits on those right now, and they'll be ready to butcher probably mid-spring. So today's episode is all about survival garden seeds. It's a company that I met when I was on the road. I'm really excited to chat with them, but make sure you stay tuned afterwards to find out about some goodies that we have for you. So enjoy the episode, and I'll see you at the end. Hi, everyone. Today I have Jason Sparr, the co-founder of Survival Garden Seeds, and I am so excited to have him on today and talk about seeds.
Awesome. Excited to be here. Thanks, Cody.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about you.
So I have a family. We've got three boys, and the oldest is 20 and my youngest is 7. So I'm busy running all stages of life right now.
Absolutely. And I have lots of boys. So
yeah, we just moved here to Idaho. Love it. We have a great garden space. Excited to get going on when the snow melts, and got a little greenhouse here to start planting in. So that's exciting. We left a great
place. I was going to say, you just moved to Idaho. I might have some bad news for you.
The weather. But you know what? Where we moved from, there's like 2 feet of snow. Here, there's only 5 feet of snow. So we're doing good.
Solid. Yeah.
So, yeah. I've been involved in the gardening my whole life. I mean, I grew up this way, from a large family. My dad was a school teacher. There were 9 children. And so that was the way of life. And we'd garden and we'd preserve and put it up for the winter. And that's what we lived on. And it was just, we did that. And so when it came around to, when I became an adult, I kept that garden going, but not quite as good as my dad did. He was a much better gardener than me, but my older brother, he kept it quite the green thumb going. And we always had gardens even after, you know, the youth ages. And then in 2020, when the whole pandemic and supply chain hit, I was talking to my brother and he was already in the seed business. I said, we should do this. And so we locked arms and says, okay, let's do this. We started up our company, Survival Garden Seeds. And here we are today, you know, 4 years later, and almost 4 years. It'll be April of this year. We're 4 years. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
We started off with 30 varieties in that packet that I believe you have there. And now
I'll bring it back up again. But I have this packet that has been sitting on my desk waiting to move to the grow room. So to the grow room today.
That was our original and original 30 varieties. So that's like our number one top selling thing. But now we have 350, I think maybe even 370 different varieties of seeds.
I remember. So for my listeners, I actually got to meet Jason at Homesteaders of America this year. That was super fun. I did a couple of little interviews with him that will probably be popping up in my feeds over the next couple weeks. And they had just an amazing variety of seeds. And one of my kids still packs around a pack of seeds like it is, I don't even know. I don't know what his plan with it is, but he's really proud of it. So
Awesome.
he's my big gardener. He works with me in the garden. Like he's been transplanting since he was like two. So
Oh, that's
I'm sure
fantastic.
he's got big goals. I don't know what they are yet.
You'd be your head gardener.
Right. Yeah. So, what I love about this, I mean, just kind of in general is, so I grew up with my parents gardening. We had a cattle ranch and they gardened. But I thought that you just grew tomatoes, maybe some zucchini. Like, I thought that's all you did. Like you buy everything else from the store, but you grow your own tomatoes. And I grew up in California where you should be able to grow anything. And I was a black thumb. I
I think
don't
that's
know.
how we all start, though.
I don't know if it was because maybe whatever climate I was living in at the moment, or because I was 20 years old and didn't care to water them regularly.
Go.
Now, as an adult, we moved to Idaho, and my husband and I have three huge gardens that we run everything on timers to water them because I still would not remember to water them. And we're able to grow almost all of our own food, but I love that this, as a starter pack, comes with all these different varieties for people like me who thought you only grew tomatoes.
So that's one thing we did when we were putting our collections together, especially that original one, is we just tried to pick the most popular, common vegetables that people like to grow and really take the guesswork out of it. So it's a great starting thing, point for people to get going is, and that's what we've tried to do with all of them. I mean, all of our seeds, what we do, none of them are hybrids. They're all heirloom,
Nice.
non-GMO. Open pollinated, so you can save the seeds from year to year. And that's one other thing that sets us apart from all other seed companies is on the back of every packet, we put specific instructions on how to save seeds from year to year. And
Oh,
it, you know, and
awesome.
yeah, every climate that you're in, you know, your climate up in northern Idaho versus where I'm at, Southeast Idaho, is going to be different. So your seeds have to acclimate to the different climates. And after you've saved them from year to year, your production and the seed health and the plant health, all that gets better because the seeds actually acclimate to the different climates and whatnot. So,
Really, I did not know that.
yeah. So if you save your seeds, like the seeds you have now are good, save them, and they'll be even better in the following years.
So this is something that a lot of people, and this was like an kind of, I guess I should have realized it being like an ag major, but it didn't click for me that you have to like, when you want to save seeds, you aren't picking the ones that you want to eat and saving seeds from that, right?
Well, you can pick. I mean, if you have like a, it depends what you're planted. If you're doing flowers, you're not going to be eating flowers. But you have, let's say you have a tomato plant and one plant is doing way better than the other. You want to save from the plant that's doing really well. So you'll mark that plant and follow the instructions and say whatever it is, what if it's, you know, and do it that way. But you want to pick your best plants to save seed from.
All right. And then do you want to let those mature on the vine longer than you would say if you were going to bring one in and throw it in the skillet?
It all depends on the
I see.
varieties. Yeah.
Okay.
So
Awesome. So you have some other packets that kind of like dummy proof it, I guess. I'm going to call it dummy proofing because even me, like when I decided that I was going to go all out with my garden and I ordered every seed catalog there was, not only was I insanely overwhelmed, I also spent like $1,000 because I had to have one of everything. And I'm going to tell you the truth, I don't grow all of them. They're still sitting out in my seed things. So tell me about some of your other like setups.
well, that's funny because I've got a whole list or a whole thing of seed catalogs by my foot here from, you know, I got all of them right down there. And they're not, because I'm just like everybody else. I get everybody's seed catalogs and look through them like, hey, this is cool. But what we've done is, you know, if you buy one single pack of seeds, you're paying anywhere from $2 to $5 per packet. And what we've done is in the collections, you just in economies of scale, if you buy a 30 pack, which is the one you have. I've got it here. This has 30 different varieties and it's for $30. So it's a dollar. Sorry, I gotta get that on the screen. A dollar
Yeah, no, it's good.
per package. The next one we have is the Homesteader Collection,
Nice.
which is the Homesteader. There's 50 different varieties of heirloom seeds in here. And the thing I really like about all of these, well, let me, before I get into that, I'm going to show you the other dummy proof seed collection is the farmer pack, the farmer seed
That's
vault.
like the holy grail right there.
Yeah. And the thing that's cool about these is if you got all three of them, there's zero duplication in any of these. So you'd get 180 different varieties of seeds.
And they're all different.
They're all different. So you may have tomatoes in all of them, but they're different varieties of tomatoes. And that
Oh, that's
squash in all of them, but
awesome.
different varieties of squash. And so what I was about to say is on our website, if you look at the I'm just pulling it up right now because it's always changing. We're always improving and growing.
Right. Well, then it's easier when you're looking at it too.
Yeah, there is a growing guard. So at the top, there's a on the thing it says survival training, and underneath that there's garden growing guides. And you can click on one of those, like the Home Garden 30 pack planting planner, and it tells you exactly, what varieties are in here, but it tells you the ideal soil temperature, when to start indoors before germination, or if you can direct sow them, gives them how far apart. It's just a guide to teach you, to help you on each one of these. You can print it off and have it in the garden with you with each one of these packs.
And it
And the other cool
that's awesome
thing,
because I
go
have
ahead.
to look up each and every single one to know when to do that, and I like have to
Yeah.
create my own chart to take with me.
So we've done all the heavy lifting for you. We've made, and so for each one of these collections we just put that I showed you, we've got that there. We also have just a generic growing guide. Pull it up here. I'm looking here. Survival Garden Growing Guide, which is, pretty basic, but it talks about the soil, containers, watering, cultivation, tilling. I mean, there's all sorts of different gardening techniques. Some people do the no-till and whatnot. And we're not here to say this garden method is better than this garden method because there's so many different ones out there. We're just here to help you get a jump start and really encourage people to just start growing your own food because you can take one of these, we call them the survival kits or the seed vault. And the worst thing you can do with this is go put it in your cold storage or down in your basement for 10 years and say, I'm covered. Because in 10 years, if you really need it, or 3 years, whatever, and you go to grow it, you don't know how to garden until you've done it. And because we all, it's a learning process, constantly growing. So that would be my number one tip to anybody is just put some seeds in the dirt and see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, my first year was a little bit of a flop. My first year here in Idaho, was a little bit of a flop. Like I had great plants and no food.
Right.
And so I learned, and the next year I did it different. And I mean, I had so much food, I didn't know what to do with. I mean, my pigs ate great that year.
Fantastic.
And every year is different. I mean, 2 years ago we went to Homesteaders of America, came home, a storm was coming. We had tons of green tomatoes. We ate lots of pickled green tomatoes.
That's fantastic. And also, like we've moved, we used to live in Arizona, and going to Arizona and gardening is a whole different experience than here in Idaho.
Well, and that brings me to another question. How well do your seeds do in different climates? I mean, besides that they need time to acclimate, like first year, what are you looking at?
Our seeds should work in any climate. I mean, there's certain climates like melons are hard to grow when you have a short growing season. But if you have a hoop house or a greenhouse, I mean, they'll work in any climate. You just got to based upon what your growing season is going to be like. And there's certain like zucchini, you can't go wrong. I've never had a hard time growing zucchini,
Right.
whether it's Arizona or Idaho. It just works. It's like a weed.
Yeah, unless your husband doesn't butcher all the chickens and doesn't finish the fence, and then the chickens eat all the
Yeah, that's good chicken food.
zucchinis.
And so, yeah, I mean, that's a great question. And the important thing to know is also your zone. And one of the tools that I'm excited to, it's not out yet, but we will have it, is on our website, we're going to have a planting growing tool where you can put in your zip code and it'll pull up and tell you, and then we'll be able to tie it with our different collections, and it'll tell you exactly when to plant.
Oh, I love that. I mean, I have a site that I use for that because I hate having to count backwards, like for every single seed packet when it's all started 5 weeks early. And I'm like, ah, you know, so I do have a website I use right now for that. But being able to have that all in one place where I can like buy my seeds, print it all out in the same place, and just go, like that would take days of work off for me, especially when I'm a little anal retentive and have to have everything like written down and being able to see it and plan it.
And that's really the key, is trying to make it as easy as possible so people can just say, okay, I'm gonna go to this survivalgardenseeds.com, look at their training. It's not there yet. It'll be up there hopefully in the next 3 or 4 weeks. We'll have that tool refined and working.
Nice.
But it's been in the planning stages for the last, couple months, and it's one of those things that we think will make a big difference to help simplify the process for people.
Awesome. So, speaking of growing zones, was your topic of discussion at Thanksgiving the new growing zone guide that was put out?
Our team had a lot of discussion about the different zones and whatnot, and I'm not going to get into a whole lot of it here, but it is what it is. If you're used to growing where you're at, it really didn't change a whole lot. Your
Right.
zone might have got a different number or name, but it is still the same zone.
It doesn't, you know, we live in a banana belt that everyone else around us is like a zone five growing, and we are technically a 6B, but I'm pretty sure we're a seven. And it's never going to show that on the map. So
So the map's not 100% accurate, and so anyways, but it's fun to, something to go back and forth with people and say, hey. And some people frankly don't care about their growing zones, and they're like, well, that's fine.
right. They're like, well, that's a pretty new map.
There you go.
I love the idea of just learning the process and like educating yourself. I'm reading a book right now called The Worst Hard Times, and it's about the Great Depression and the Dust Bowl mainly, and holy cow. And then like my kids are reading Little House on the Prairie, and they're talking about like ripping up the soil to do wheat. And I'm like, I feel like I'm in two different worlds right now, being like, no, don't listen to it. But, you know, hearing some of the people's stories of, you know, like growing and trying to do it for the first time when they didn't have information like we have today was.
Well, and there's a general, I don't know, are you familiar with what is his name? It's William DeMille. Sorry, I should not be asking this. Anyways, I went to one of his classes the last well, it was last summer. It's like a 9-day workshop.
Yes, the Thomas Jefferson education.
No, that's his brother.
Okay.
But yeah, the same family.
Okay.
He William DeMille has a and we actually linked to it on our site. He's one of our expert contributors, and he has a lot to say about how to avoid, how to turn deserts back into grasslands. And I mean, there's a lot that he talks about, and it's all about, I'm not going to try to get into all of his detail, but he has a lot of good information regarding that. He also talks, I mean, soil health, regenerative agriculture, that's what I was going to try to say, regenerative agriculture, the permaculture. He uses biodynamics, holistic management, and ecological agriculture, and a whole lot more. And if you go to our survival training, you can, and or our blog, you can click on expert contributors.
Okay.
And through there, it links to, he does a weekly Q&A live. So people can get on there
Wow.
live asking gardening questions. And it's a fantastic resource because that guy is just a walking encyclopedia, and he's lived it. He does it. He runs a ranch, and he grows a garden where he feeds all the ranch hands. And he's actually has a class for people to go to, a 3-day boot camp that people can go and learn about. But anyways, he's fantastic. I love his stuff. He's written a book, and it's Worry-Free Eating. Mindful Food Production book by William DeMille.
Worry-free eating. Okay, that sounds great. I'm gonna have to look into that because I have spoke to his brother's wife.
And he's I know William more than I know the other guy, Oliver, but he's just fantastic, and we're excited to have him as a expert to help people in their planting and growing, and for our customers to be able to have another resource to help them. And that's the whole thing, is gardening can be overwhelming, and we don't want it to be overwhelming to people. We want them to say, I can do this. I can take some seeds and put them in the soil, and I can grow my own food. And there's always a learning curve, but if we can shorten that learning curve, that's what we feel good about, and that's what we're on a mission to do. That's our mission, is to increase self-reliance through teaching of gardening.
Awesome. I wish that this was something that everyone felt like they could do. I mean, that's kind of my goal with the homestead education is to like teach people the questions that they don't know to ask. And I think that that's a really that's what I love about like what you're saying with your site is how it just kind of puts it all out there where you're not having to, you don't have to know that you need to know your growing zone because it's just going to tell you, you know, and that type of thing. So I mean, you've kind of gone through a few different things on your site. If somebody came to you and they're like, I have never grown a garden before in my life, walk me through how to get it from you and how I need to learn.
So I would start with our home garden collection, which is our 30 pack. It
Okay.
has 30 packets. You don't have to worry about what varieties. I mean, they're all listed on the website, but it gives you a good variety of all of them. And then go to the website and download the growing guide and read it and follow it, and just put them in the ground. And or if you're going to grow them before, start them early in the year. That's great to do also. But that's as simple as that. Get your seeds, put them in the soil, start learning.
I absolutely love that. So, you said you started this business with your brother. Do you guys have like how's that going? Like overall?
It's been good. It's been a great, fun journey. So his background, he's an attorney and I'm an accountant, put it that way.
Oh, that's too funny.
And we both grew up gardening, and my background is I've owned retail stores, and he's, we both got into selling online in 2014 is when I did. I think he was a year behind me, and we just worked side by side in different businesses. And then when 2020 hit, we're like, hey, let's join forces and do this together. And so, with a lot of his insight into gardening, since he was a lot more involved with it, and my background in the e-commerce stuff, it worked really well. And it's been a great partnership, and we've grown it, and it's done quite well.
That's awesome. You know, I do a lot of teaching on building homestead businesses. So I always am a little curious because I was lucky enough to have a little bit of like, you know, I grew up in agriculture, but then I worked in corporate ag and I've worked as a dispatcher and a billing manager and, you know, all these different things. But oh, and I did real estate. So, but like coming into like this e-commerce world, like that being an ag major does not help at all.
It's there's a lot to learn in it, and it's if I didn't have the background with what we had done in 2014 till now, and I'd literally just at the end of last year, 2023, sold my other econ business. And it prepared us to really help with the seed business and be able to give people a great product and the education and the tools that they need. Otherwise, I mean, my other business, I had all the, I mean, I've learned every step of the way, because you never know what you don't know.
Right. So, how do you guys source your seeds?
So that's a good question. We have different seed houses that we get from here in the US. And they contract with the farmers, and they do all that stuff. We don't go directly to the farmers, at least at this point in the game. We have a contract with different farmers. So we just have different suppliers, whether it's Arizona or Colorado or Texas. And they have them in bulk, and then we bring them in and put them in our packaging and get them ready for customers and put all the content out there for them.
Nice. So are you like running a warehouse or do you have like a private label type thing going on?
No, we have our own warehouse and our cold storage, and then we also do germination testing because you have to maintain germination levels at a certain rate for the variety. So we're constantly doing that and just making sure the quality's there. The cold storage is fun because in the summertime when it's hot out, I always like to go get in there, like, ah, oh, this feels so good.
Right. Yeah,
Yeah.
I worked in a food plants in California.
Yeah.
It's hot there.
Yeah. When it's in the middle of summer, you love going in that cold refrigeration.
That was always like, oh, I need to go do some work in the freezer. Like, darn.
Well, that's one thing that I think a lot of people don't realize, because I had a seed box that I had saved all through the years with just random stuff that I didn't plant them all that year or whatnot. And it had been in my garage, and my garage gets really hot. I'm like, oh. And then when I started doing this, I'm like, I have not been storing my own personal seeds in the right way. So in these packets that we have, they're resealable. You open it from the top and you can reseal it with a Ziploc. And you can put this in the refrigerator or your cold storage. Just don't leave it in a hot garage or somewhere like that, because heat will lower germination.
Okay, that's good to know. Luckily, my cold storage is where I also start my seeds. So I just run a heater in there for like 2 months and then cut it
You
off,
go.
and we're good to go, you know. But that's where my seeds stay as well. So, but that's, I didn't even think about like just sticking the whole thing like in the fridge.
Yeah, you put that in the fridge and it keeps moisture out, I mean, because it's a moisture barrier.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Um,
And it looks like all of your containers are like that, right?
all the big collections. We have four big collections. Then
But
we
you have
have
a
our
new one we haven't gone over yet.
Yes. Are you ready for me to go over that one?
I'm ready. I'm excited.
Okay. So this one we put a lot of time and effort going into. It's called the Ultimate Medicinal Herb Collection. There's 36 different varieties of medicinal herbs in here. And we worked with a lot of different people. I'm not an herbalist, but I have lots of close connections with people who are. So we went to three or four different herbalists and says, hey, if you could get your ultimate, what would you want? And so we went through 50 different varieties and they ranked them. And so we had a fun time putting this together and saying, okay, what could we get? And we came out with the 36 Ultimate Medicinal Herb Collection. And so we're really excited about this. It's moved really good. People are loving it, and it's just going to improve as we keep growing. And there's some herbs that we were unable to get our hands on, that if we are able to, we'll probably add it to this or sub out one that is more common. So that is something that will be coming. Well, it's here. It was coming at HOA. We were talking about it to you, but we didn't have it at that
Yeah,
point.
I was super bummed.
But now it's here, and it's live on our website, and you can go on there and get it, and it's fantastic. People are eating it up.
Well, I have these planter boxes that they line both sides of a trail that I'd hardly use them, but that we allow people to come onto our property and teach foraging classes, and I let the 4-H kids come and do edible hikes on our property and stuff. And that walkway starts with these planter boxes. And so I want to plant all these herbs there so we can teach the
Yeah.
kids about all the different herbs and like have little like signs with them and stuff. So
Well, you'll have one on the way to your place, so you'll have this new one here shortly.
I'm excited. The kids love it. So
One thing I do want to say is some of the varieties in here, you got to read the back of the packets real well, because some of them are prolific and they will continue to self-propagate. And if you want to make sure you plant it in an area that you're ready for that and it's the right place for it. So planning your garden is important, especially with some medicinal herbs that can become prolific.
luckily, we're on 40 acres with
Yeah.
like some microclimates and stuff on our property. So I think I'm excited. It's there's a whole plan.
That's great. Sounds like it'll be a fun journey and an adventure for you.
Yeah, it's nice because like I said, like the kids can come do the edible hikes, especially like around August time, because we have like service berries and strawberries and Then a bunch of different of the herbal things that they can collect. Some I don't let them eat all of them, but just the concept of the edible hike, you know.
Oh yeah, I think it's great to be able to. I was up in, my sister lives in Alaska, and we went up there for my niece's wedding, and it was so cool because they had, I can't remember what it was called, but it was some pickled thing, and it was awesome. And they foraged all of it. They went out and just got it and had it for their wedding. I'm like, wow, how cool!
That
And
is awesome.
we had salmon. They caught the salmon. They basically foraged the majority of their wedding meal. I'm like, this is pretty slick.
That is cool. Like, I mean, we do a lot of foraging ourselves. My 6-year-old who can't read decided he was going to prove to me that huckleberries grow year round. And so he got the foraging book out on a hunting trip and was trying to read it in the back to prove to me that we would be able to find huckleberries on our hunting trip, which we did not, but it helped him learn to read. So,
There we go. That's great. Yeah.
as we're getting to the end of our time, my favorite question for all my guests is, what does keep growing mean to you?
Keep growing. Well, initially I thought, how am I going to keep growing? You know, how do we personally keep growing? And that's a self journey that we all have, our individual journeys. But I think one of the ways is planting a garden. That's a way to grow and continue your self mastery and growing your own food. Of course, you know, a guy that has a seed company is going to say that, but I am huge into self development and always growing and reading and becoming a better person. And so I think it's really neat what you're doing, that you have your homestead education that you're offering to people. And I think it's fantastic. We went down one of these, the course that I told you about that we went to with William DeMille had, they were talking, just like I think you have on your website and some of your videos, as I was looking at, you know, teaching people how to butcher their own animals and that way. And that's a way of life that we really need to get back to, because it's a lost art. And, you know, my mom growing up, we had all these mason jars and we had all of our own things canned. And like, people don't do that very often around us. And so it's so fun to see people getting back into that and getting back into the old ways. And a simpler way of life, which I love and I'm excited about.
I am too. I think we saw a fear 4 years ago that people realized that they couldn't take care of themselves.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
so everyone's running back to their roots, and I hope it sticks with that.
Yeah. I think we're on a good trend to get back to our roots, and we'll learn that and hopefully stick with it and teach our children the same stuff.
Find a good balance, yeah. Well, thank you so much, Jason, for coming on, and look forward to chatting again.
My pleasure. Thank you, Cody.
Okay, so how great of an episode was that? Like, I learned so much, and I'm so excited to get these seeds in the ground. Now, if you want to try survival seeds for yourself, you can pop over to their website. I'll put the link in the show notes and use code Cody, Kody10 for 10% off any of their products. Also, I'm going to link where you can get a giveaway, where you can enter a giveaway. For their homestead survival pack, or survival seed pack. It is such a great pack. It has 50 different varieties of heirloom seeds in there. It's got basil and beans and beets and daisies, broccoli, sprouts, cabbage, carrots, celery, chives, sweet corn, cowpeas, cucumbers, let's see, eggplant, gourds, kale, kohlrabi, leeks, more lettuce, melons, greens, okra, onions, parsley, peas, peppers. I mean, this list goes on. I'm not even going to read them all. And some of them, when I say beans, it's because it listed like three varieties. So the rules are that it's only available to people in the US. No purchase is necessary. Just go pop your email address in. It only runs until February 11th. So you need to get over there quick and drop your name. You'll be notified by email. So make sure that that is entered correctly. One entry per person. And yeah, so make sure you hop over there and do that because this is a great deal. And if you see something else you want to get, like that herbal seed pack, go ahead and use that code Cody10 for 10% off. Did you enjoy today's episode? If so, please head over to your favorite podcast player and leave a comment and review. This helps me to know what you're enjoying and helps others find an episode that can help them. Thank you for joining me today at the Homestead Education, and I hope that I have given you something to think about this week. To help others find me, please comment and leave a review on your favorite podcast player. You can also follow me on Facebook at The Homestead Education and Instagram at Homestead_Education. Do you have questions that you would like answered or just want to say hi? Please email me at hello@thehomesteadeducation.com. Until next time, keep growing!